So we're digging into Baptist Christianity this time around.
Definitely interesting stuff.
Really is. Yeah. A faith that really seems to put a lot of emphasis on, like, personal conviction, you know, and studying the Bible, like really digging in there.
Absolutely.
But it seems like all that digging sometimes leads to some pretty tough questions, right?
Yeah.
Like the one we're going to try to tackle in this deep dive.
Okay.
How do you actually bridge that gap between wanting to live a good Christian life and just like the reality of being human?
Yeah. It's a question Hoyle Glover, a Baptist himself, wrestles with in his work.
Mm-hmm.
And he points out that like the very foundation of Baptist theology, it can sometimes make this question even trickier.
Okay, so let's unpack that a little.
Sure.
What is it about this Baptist approach that can make things so challenging?
Well, you got this like beautiful emphasis on salvation through faith in Christ.
Mm-hmm.
It's all about grace, not like earning your way to heaven or anything like that.
Right.
But then there's this like equally strong focus on scripture as the guidebook for living, right?
Right.
And this deep commitment to personal morality.
Right. So living a life that reflects your faith.
Exactly.
Like a balancing act then.
Yeah.
You're saved by grace, but then it's like showtime, got to prove you're living up to all this.
And again, those values aren't inherently negative or anything.
No, right.
They often lead to really strong communities and a genuine desire for like personal growth.
Yeah.
But it can create this unspoken pressure cooker.
Yeah.
Like, okay, I believe.
Yeah.
But how do I actually live this out?
Right.
In a way that feels authentic and possible for me.
And that's such a relatable struggle, even like outside of religion. You know, just knowing you should be doing something, but that how is this huge, overwhelming mystery.
It really is.
And Glover actually tells this great story about asking an older church member for advice about resisting sin. And the response was basically, just set your mind to it.
Which, let's be honest, feels a bit like an oversimplification.
Yeah.
And it highlights this point that Glover feels is often overlooked.
Okay.
Grace isn't just about getting a free pass to heaven.
Mm-hmm.
It's about tapping into a power beyond ourselves to actually live out our faith.
Okay.
It's not about white-knuckling your way to holiness.
It's like telling someone with a fear of heights to just enjoy the view.
Right.
Easier said than done.
Right. Exactly.
But jokes aside, Glover argues that this whole just try harder mentality can be a major blind spot in Baptist practice, especially when it overshadows this key concept of walking in the Spirit.
And to understand why this is such a big deal for Glover, we need to rewind a bit.
Okay.
He's talking about decades of personal experience in various Baptist churches and rarely encountering this idea in a practical, applicable way.
Which is kind of wild because that phrase, walk in the Spirit, it's right there in the Bible. Galatians 5.16, to be exact.
That's right.
Like, it's not hidden in some obscure passage.
Nope.
Right?
Right. And Glover argues that this concept, this walking in the Spirit, is not just some mystical add-on.
Okay.
But it's crucial to understanding how we actually live out our faith.
Okay.
And he points to some big names in Baptist history, people like Moody and Torrey.
These weren't exactly minor figures in the Baptist world.
Not at all.
These were hugely influential.
Hugely influential.
And they attributed their success in ministry to this walking in the Spirit thing.
Mm-hmm.
So what happened?
Yeah.
Why does Glover feel like it's gone missing in action?
Well, that's the million-dollar question.
Right.
And it gets to the heart of what Glover sees as this disconnect between, like, classic Baptist theology and the lived experience of many modern Baptists.
So we've got this idea of walking in the Spirit, which honestly can sound a little vague, a little mystical.
Right.
Like, are we talking about suddenly speaking in tongues?
Right.
Or levitating during prayer?
Right.
What does that actually look like in daily life?
Well, Glover's point is actually very grounded.
Okay.
It's about recognizing that we're not meant to live out this whole Christian life thing on our own willpower alone.
Oh, okay.
Like, we have help.
So less about mystical experiences and more about a different approach to everyday faith.
Exactly. It's about surrendering to the guidance and the power of the Holy Spirit.
Okay.
Allowing that relationship to influence our choices.
Okay.
Our actions.
So instead of like gritting our teeth and trying to be good through sheer effort, it's about tapping into a different source of strength.
I think that's a good way to put it.
It sounds a lot more appealing, to be honest.
Yeah.
But I can also see how this might make some people nervous.
Oh, absolutely. Mm. And Glover acknowledges that.
Yeah.
He points out that for Baptists who place such a high value on personal responsibility,
right,
relying on the Holy Spirit, could easily be misinterpreted as well.
Yeah.
Slacking off.
Right, like, oh, the Spirit's got this. I can just sit back and eat these cookies.
Exactly.
Right.
But he's clear that this isn't about passive spirituality.
Okay.
It's not about surrendering responsibility.
Right.
It's about surrendering control.
Okay, so being sensitive to the Spirit's leading.
Yes.
Being willing to examine our own hearts.
Be open to that course correction when we inevitably mess up.
Because we all do.
We all mess up.
Oh, yeah.
So it's like having a spiritual GPS.
Okay.
But instead of giving you turn-by-turn directions, it's more like a gentle nudge in the right direction.
I like that analogy.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's good.
You still have to choose to follow it.
Yes. Sometimes you might take a wrong turn or five.
That's right. And it highlights this balance.
Right.
That Glover's getting at.
Yeah.
This balance between grace and effort, surrender, and responsibility.
Right.
And this is where his critique of the Baptist emphasis on good works comes into play.
Right. Because it's not that doing good things is bad.
Right.
But Glover points out this contradiction,
yeah,
especially given how often Baptists criticize other denominations,
mm-hmm,
like Catholicism,
yeah,
for focusing too much on good works.
Yeah. It's like he's saying, hold on. Aren't we all doing the same thing, just with different packaging?
Right, exactly.
Yeah, it's a very astute observation.
Yeah.
And definitely thought-provoking.
Yeah.
But he's not saying at all that good works are inherently wrong.
Right.
His point,
yes,
is that the motivation behind those good works matters. Are we doing them out of a sense of duty?
Okay.
A desire to earn God's favor?
Yeah.
Or are they flowing from a deeper place of love and surrender to the Spirit's work in our lives?
So it's the difference between going through the motions of being good,
mm-hmm,
versus letting our faith transform us from the inside out.
Exactly. And that's where Glover's critique,
yeah,
goes beyond just Baptists.
Yeah.
This struggle to balance grace and effort to figure out how to truly live out our values.
Yeah.
It's something we all grapple with regardless of our beliefs.
Yeah, it's a universal pressure to be good enough, right?
Right.
Whether it's for our family, our friends, or,
yeah,
our Instagram followers,
yeah,
we set these standards and then life happens. And
those inevitable stumbles.
Yeah.
Those moments when we fall short. I think that's where Glover's argument really hits home.
Yeah.
Because it forces us to ask,
yeah,
where do we turn when our own willpower just isn't enough?
Yeah. Where do we find that strength?
Right.
To keep going, to keep striving to be better.
And for Glover, that source of strength.
Yeah.
It's not about mustering up more willpower.
Right.
Or even just relying on good intentions.
Okay.
It goes deeper than that.
Okay.
It's about tapping into something beyond ourselves.
So that's where this idea of walking in the Spirit,
yeah,
which might have sounded a little abstract earlier,
right,
becomes incredibly practical.
It does.
Yeah. It's like we're acknowledging, okay, I can't do this whole being good thing perfectly on my own.
It takes the pressure off.
Yeah. Is there a sense of humility there, but also a sense of relief?
Oh, absolutely, because we're not meant to. You know, we were never meant to white-knuckle our way to holiness.
Right.
And that's where grace,
yeah,
that amazing undeserved gift that we keep coming back to,
yeah,
it becomes less about this one-time transaction,
uh-huh,
and more about a daily experience.
Yeah, that I can't but God can kind,
yeah,
of thing.
Right.
Like, I'm going to mess up. I'm going to fall short.
Yes.
But there's this power working in me, guiding me, picking me back up when I stumble.
Picking you up, dusting you off,
yeah,
and setting you back on the path.
Exactly. And it's not about becoming passive.
Right.
It's about aligning ourselves with a power greater than ourselves.
Aligning ourselves, exactly.
And Glover draws a really interesting parallel here.
Yeah.
He points out that Baptists often criticize other traditions like Catholicism,
mm,
for focusing too much on works, but then he sort of turns the mirror inward.
He does.
Right? He's saying, hey, are we sure we're not doing the same thing just with different terminology?
But different language.
Exactly.
But his point is, it's,
yeah,
all about the motivation.
Okay.
Are good deeds driven by fear, by a need to prove ourselves?
Right.
Or are they an overflow of our relationship with Christ?
Okay.
Fueled by grace, guided by the Spirit.
That's a question we could all stand to ask ourselves, no matter what our background might be.
Absolutely, 100%.
So as we wrap up this deep dive into Baptist blind spots,
yeah,
it feels like we're left with more than just information.
It's a challenge.
Right.
It really is.
It's a challenge to look at our own lives, our own struggles with this whole being good thing and ask, mm, where am I drawing my strength from?
Yeah, am I relying on my own willpower?
Right.
Or am I tapping into the source of true strength and transformation?
Yeah. Something to ponder as you go about your day.
For sure. Something to think about.